What have you found?
A little yellow.
Little bits of yellow card.
Yellow tag.
Yellow card.
Yellow tag.
It's like paper, but it's a little bit stiffer than paper, isn't it? A bit stiffer, a bit thicker.
What is
this? That's a piece of black paper.
Move!
Are you feeling hungry, Thomas? Are you feeling hungry? No.
Chop-chop?
Well, if you're asking for chocolate, perhaps you are feeling hungry. Yes, that's a cupboard door banging.
Bag-o-door,
that's right. I've got a plastic bag out of the cupboard, haven't I?
No.
We need to put a new bin liner in the bin. So we'll use this old carrier bag. Well, I think we should change your nappy and then we can have lunch. Come on. Oh dear. What's the matter? What's the matter? You don't like lying down, do you? What's that? Oh, is that your clean nappy, your new nappy? And you've put it on the floor. No kicking. Come on. You hold your hairbrush. I'm always going to take these shoes off. Oh dear, have we got a tired boy? Yes. Aww. What a shame. A brush, when you throw it on the floor, don't you? There we are, let's take these shorts off. You're wearing nice blue shorts today. It's not actually that warm. Your vest is wet. It's because we've been out this morning, haven't we?
No.
We've been out, and perhaps you could have done with being changed a little bit sooner.
And then go.
Big splash. Well, no, I don't think we can go upstairs from that. We're not desperately wet.
No big splash.
No big splash. No, let's just slip this vest off. There we are. I'll slip the vest off. You lie down.
No.
What have you done with the brush? Have you thrown it down somewhere? You threw it down and I picked it up, but I don't know what you've done this time.
Yellow
what, darling? Do you not want to part with this vest in its own wet? It's not a nice vest. I wondered whether tears would turn to laughter. You can't be grumpy for too long, can you? You try and be miserable. But it doesn't often burn, does it? No, it's a wet vest. No. Who's that? Who's that? Take this dirty nappy off, Tom. This sucks. We're not being a very nice boy today, aren't we? We're not being a nice boy. Go down yet.
Oh no.
Fall down. You can get down as soon as we've changed this nappy and got your dress. Don't we? There we are. Let's put some nice pink lotion on this piece of cotton wool. Oh, listen to that noise as it comes out. That's right, lie down. Socks on now. I think you might have fallen off the table if you This bottle's nearly empty, isn't it? There, can you see all the pink baby lotion coming out? Whee! Whoopsie-daisy! Thomas nearly fell off the table. It's a good job Mummy was now, isn't it?
Poo!
Poo, yes, you do smell. This is why we're trying to get you cleaned up with this nice lotion.
Hold up!
Hold up, not quite. There we are. We've used some lotion on cotton wool. And now let's just use this white. I can see your rash, Thomas.
Dot dots.
Dot dots. Have you got spots on your arm?
Dot dots.
Yes, we went to see the nurse last week, didn't we? And the doctor. And you have to go and see the doctor again on Thursday morning this week. It's a little bit better than it was last week, but you've still got it, haven't you? You still got it?
No.
It's changing though, isn't it? I don't understand it because it's spread more onto your legs now. Can you see all the spots and the dots? Spots and dots on Thomas's legs and under his arms. I think it tickles under your arms, doesn't it? She keeps scratching it.
What is this?
It's some little spots under your arm, darling. I think it must be giving you some discomfort because you keep scratching. You going to start clapping your hands? You look as if you are. No, can't be bothered to clap our hands. Oh dear. Oh dear, dear. Mummy's going out tonight, Thomas.
No.
Daddy will be putting you to bed tonight, won't he? You too tired to talk?
Nothing.
Yes.
What about Ninnin?
Is that a Ninnin? Ninnin loves Thomas. Does Thomas love Ninnin? Is Mummy kissing Thomas's tummy? It's a good job we've cleaned you up, isn't it? Wouldn't it be nice kissing Thomas a few minutes ago, would it? Whoopsie dear, you're falling over, oh dear. Let's sprinkle some talcum powder on you.
Oh dear.
Oh dear. Are you rolling round?
Oh dear.
Are you rolling from side to side?
A big box. What's this?
A big box. It's a big box with some cream in it.
Cream.
Are you putting the box on your head like a hat?
No.
There we are. Do we feel cleaner and fresher?
Fresher?
Do you feel nice and fresh?
Wash.
That's right. You've had a wash. So you're clean.
Ooh.
You smell nice.
No.
And you look nice.
No.
And you probably feel a lot fresher.
No.
No, none of those things. Oh, and there's Mummy thinking she's making you feel nice.
Then it's hot. Then it's hot. Who's that? Me.
Is it a hat?
Me. Then
it's hat? Me. Hat. No, I don't think I'm going to put it on my head. Let's put this clean nappy back on. Oh yes, you look beautiful, Thomas. You look beautiful. Don't you?
There's a bat.
There we are.
Lemon.
Yes. What are you doing, talking into the box?
Not nice.
No, it's not nice putting it in your mouth, is it? You can talk into the box, but don't lick it. It is a clean box, but it's still not nice to lick, is it? Who's on the front of the box?
Baby box.
Baby, is there a picture of a baby on the box? Now don't move, Thomas, will you please?
No move.
No move.
No move.
Oh dear. Is there a mess?
No.
Oh dear, there you are. Do you want to stand on the floor? Mummy's going to have to go upstairs to get you a clean vest.
Pookie, good girl.
Isn't she?
To poo. Mummy?
Yes?
Po-scooter.
Where's Po-scooter?
Po-scooter.
Oh, I'll put the dirty nut in that plastic bag. Just pop it outside. Yes.
Oh, men!
Men? What men? I can't see any men outside. Just wash your hands, Thomas, then I've got to go upstairs and get you a clean vest. Will you be a good boy while I'm away? Will you be a good boy while Mummy's away? Will you? You're going to do some running around. He's just going upstairs, Thomas.
pee. No.
Are you trying to come upstairs after Mummy?
No.
I should wait not on this. Come on back through here. Back through here, please. I don't understand where all your clean vests have gone to, Thomas. Because I remember standing. Ironing them. Which was a silly thing to do because they didn't really need ironing.
And then. No! It's left.
Are you playing with the train now? Let's slip this vest on. Clean vest.
Oh dear!
Oh dear, has the horse fallen out of the trailer? Right, other arm and sleeve. Mummy's just got to wash her glasses because I've got finger marks on. Can't see what I'm doing.
And then.
Yes.
And yellow choo-choos.
Yellow choo-choos.
And then.
Yes.
Look. Oh dear.
Has the man fallen out of the train? Right, do you just want to go back up there while we finish getting you dressed?
I see ya.
There we are. There's a clean vest on.
No, there's a sack.
Show Mummy.
There's a sack.
Oh, has your vest got a picture of the Teletubbies on it? Yellow and hat. Is it Lala and Dipsy?
And there's some
bunny rabbits on it as well. We've got to put clean trousers on because you started off with shorts. But they're a little bit damp as well, aren't they? We obviously didn't get back.
What's that?
Quite in time. It's a bit of a mess. It doesn't matter. It never matters, Thomas. Never matters, sweetheart, because we can always get you cleaned up. And we've always got clean clothes. Men outside? I can't see any men outside. Are you talking about before? Have you seen some men outside? I'll tell you who I can see coming now. Guess who it is?
Mum!
It's Birdie!
Yeah.
Bye-bye, Birdie.
Yeah, Mum!
She's going outside, isn't she? There we are. I think these socks are all right, aren't they? You had these on earlier on, I think. Keep those socks. Oh, look at all the things you found on the table that you didn't know you had. These are all toys like they have on the video, Bob the Builder. Look, there's a... I think that's called a dumper truck. There's a snow plough, a digger, a dumper truck, a cement mixer. And I don't think Bob the Builder has one of these on his building site, but it's the same type of toy. It's a helicopter. Shall we put these trousers on instead of shorts?
Mama,
Grandma bought you that, didn't she? We bought that the day we went to see Grandma. And you played with it at Grandma's house, didn't you? The helicopter. Do you remember seeing Grandma and Grandad? Do you remember going to York to see Grandma and Grandad?
Nice tea.
Did you have a nice tea at their house?
What?
Because when you go, you see Daddy's mummy and Daddy each week, don't you?
No, Dad. Dad.
But you don't see Mummy's mummy and daddy very often, do you? Is that the cement mixer going round? What's the cement mixer called? Dizzy? Is the mixer called Dizzy because he goes round and round and round and gets dizzy? It's all in a spin, isn't he?
Poo trucks.
It's a truck with a red piece on the top, isn't it?
Pillar.
I think it's a digger.
Choo-choos.
There we are. He's a smart boy now. Oh no. He's my gorgeous boy.
Yucks.
You smell fresher than before. Are you ready for some lunch now, Thomas?
And the trucks!
Is Thomas ready for some lunch?
The trucks!
Yeah.
Blue trucks!
A blue truck!
Bubble trucks!
Yes, it's a piece of red stone, isn't it, that's come out of the truck? I think you better come down from the table now, don't you? You could really only sit on the table when we're having your nappy changed. So I think you better come down.
No.
Yes. Steady because you'll fall, Tom. Come on. Yes, but the choo-choos aren't going to be on the table, are they? They're coming down as well. Would you like to sit in your new chair and have some lunch? Thomas? Yes? Oh, down he comes. Yes. Which chair would you like to sit in? Oh, you can't sit in that chair for lunch, Thomas, no.
Lala chair.
Oh, Lala's sitting in that chair, is she? Right. Well, Lala can sit there, but if she's sitting there, where are you going to sit?
Choo-choo, Nana. Nana, choo-choos.
Are you showing Lala the choo-choo?
Nana, a choo-choo. Nana, choo-choos.
Mummy's sneezing. Does Lala like the choo-choos? Oh dear. Bless me. The trailer is very full today, isn't it? It's got a horse and a rider in it. But the rider isn't riding the horse, is he? He's riding behind the horse. Is he sitting behind the horse in the trailer?
are you?
Thomas, just come here. Mm-hmm. And look at this out of the window.
What are you?
Can you see on those pink flowers there? Can you see that bee?
Bee.
Can you see the bee?
Bee.
The bee. Oh, it's flown away now, hasn't it? But you saw it on the pink flowers. What does the bee say? Buzz, buzz, what does it say? We get wasps as well, they look like bees, but that was definitely a bee, wasn't it? Yes, and Purdy's sitting underneath the table outside, isn't she?
Mama, what?
What else can I see? You look up there, can you see the window cleaner? The window cleaner's cleaning the windows. Can you see that man up there?
Steps on the hurdle.
Oh yes, the man's on some steps. Are you telling him to get down? He's probably quite safe, Thomas, because he's used to climbing on ladders. He's the window cleaner. If he's cleaning...
Is this...
It's the window cleaner. What's he doing? Washing the windows?
No.
That's right. He's getting down from his ladder now, isn't he?
On the bus! Steps! Steps!
Bye-bye, Steps. Look, he's moving his ladder along to the house next door. You'll probably see the ladder go up to the window in a minute and then he'll start climbing back up the ladder. If he's cleaning the windows of the house opposite,
hello,
he'll probably come to see us tomorrow or the day after, because they always clean that room before hours, don't they?
Hello? Hello? Bow! Bow!
Bow.
Mudo.
Mummy's blowing her nose a lot this morning, isn't she? It's running.
Fish a bow.
Yes, that's the planter that Mummy bought to put some herbs in. And the other day we were playing outside with it, weren't we? Putting some stones in and out.
The rain.
And then the rain fell down. And a lot of the water collected in the compartments. And we saw Purdy leaning into it and drinking some water, didn't we?
Bow juice.
Bow juice. Yes, she was drinking water from the plant pot. She must have been very thirsty.
And juice a bow. Juice a bow.
Juice a bow. Would Thomas like some juice?
Bow juice.
Would you like some red juice, some Ribena?
Bow juice.
Oh, bow juice. I thought you said bow juice. Bow juice.
Yellow juice. Yellow juice.
Yellow juice. That's orange juice. And bow juice is usually Ribena, isn't it?
Just a bow. Yellow juice.
Right, well, I've organised some juice. And you need to sit down in a chair. And then we can have some lunch. Which one would you like, Thomas? Orange? Or blackcurrant?
Blue juice!
Blue juice? We haven't got any blue juice. Which one? Would you want?
And both. Yellow.
Yellow. Orange juice. This one?
Red juice.
Or pole juice? Red juice.
This red one? Juice.
Red juice.
Pole juice.
Pole juice. There we are. Put some Ribena in the bottom.
Red juice.
And then here's some water from the filter.
Juice.
There we are. Whoops.
Purdy's.
There you are.
Purdy's.
Shouldn't really give you juice first because you'll fill up on juice.
Purdy's.
Oh, be careful, darling, we haven't got the lid on yet.
Purdy's.
Thought for an awful moment, mm-hmm. Then you're going to put it off. Yes. Yes, it is nice. It wouldn't have been nice if it had gone all down your back, would it?
Purdy's.
Just a second, Thomas, the lid isn't on. Be careful. Be careful, be careful. There we are. Mmm, oh, that's lovely. That's really nice juice. Really nice. Mmm. Right, would you like to sit in here? Can we have some lunch?
No.
No, you don't want Lala sitting there, right? Okay. Where would you like to sit? Which
new chair?
The new chair. Fine. Let's sit you in the new chair. Are you up? In you go. 1, 2, 3. Whee! Just let's put it through there first. There we are, we've put the clasp through there. And then you snap it shut. You're very good at this, aren't you? 1, 2, 3. Snap.
Choo-choo's the door.
Choo-choo's the door. I'll pass you the train. Right, are you close enough to the table? I think we'll move some of these little things, Thomas, because we don't want them all on the table when you're having lunch, do we? Thomas, you have a train, a trailer, a digger, a dumper truck. You can't have your big truck on the table, can you? That will do, thank you. That will do. Right, well, you don't want me. Let's put them over here. Thomas, what's the matter with me? What do you want? Which one? Well, I don't really don't know what's happened to it. Oh, it's here behind you. So all that fuss and actually all you want is the train. Well, there you are. I'm sure sausage roll tastes better when it's riding around in the back of a train. I don't know what we're going to do with it.
Jada juice.
Thomas, I don't know what you want to do.
No.
counting as many pieces as possible into the back of the train, aren't you?
Oh no!
Because his sausage roll won't stay in the trailer on the back of his train. So, great trauma in life. Absolutely. Okay, Fiona, thanks. Bye-bye.
Lily. Produce.
Produce, that's right. You had a drink of red cheese. That was Daddy phoning up, and when Mummy rang him back, Fiona answered. And Daddy said it didn't matter anymore. He didn't need to speak to us. So I don't know why Daddy wanted it.
No juice.
All right, well, we'll pop it over here. Is that sausage roll nice? Would you like some crisps as well, Thomas?
Moose.
Blue crisps. Here we are, here's some blue crisps. Chris from a blue packet. Yes, you can put them in a choo-choo, so that's fine. They're nice, aren't they? Tasty. Are you crunching on the crisps? There are a lot of blue crisps in that bag, weren't there?
What's this?
Sausage roll. Do you like it? You like sausages, don't you? You don't really like any meat apart from sausages, do you?
No.
You like cheese and you like pasta. and bread. Vegetables.
Yeah.
Yes, you do, and yogurt. And your favourite is fruit. You adore any fruit.
Today.
Any type of fruit you like, don't you?
And it's egg. It's egg. Two sides. Just bubbles. Mushroom bubbles.
Oh yes, so you're going back to the day when you threw the football and it hit Purdy's food and the plate flew in the air. Purdy has some meat, doesn't she?
Love meat.
But she's a pussycat.
Eo! Eo, 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 eo. Then, eo!
Can you see Purdy through the window?
Oh goodness!
Yes, some of the flaky pastry's fallen on the floor, hasn't it? Doesn't matter, we can pick it up.
Yo, Purdy, move!
She looks like she's just woken up, doesn't she? She's yawned and now she's having a stretch.
I want this.
She's having a stretch.
Yeah, Mum.
And she's walking very slowly to the door.
Yeah, Mum.
I think she probably wants to come in.
Okay, Mum. Yow! Yow, yow, yow!
Is that what Purdy says? Meow, 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 meow. Your eyes look very sleepy, Thomas. Would you like to go for a lie down after lunch?
Yes, I do.
Some more juice? There you are. What do you say?
Please.
Please, good boy. Now say thank you.
Please.
No juice, you've had enough, have you? Sounds to me as if the window cleaner might be coming here today.
Bounder.
Yes, Bounder's at the door.
Bounder. Bow. 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 It is a Bounder.
Well, I opened the door. Did she come in?
And then a bulldog.
Oh, she's just walking there. Well, Mummy went to the door because I thought the window really sounded like he was coming here, but he's...
Bulldog!
She's here, Thomas.
She's here, bulldog!
She's come inside. She's here.
Push, push, push.
Puss, puss, puss. Here's the puss, puss, puss.
What? What? Push.
little piece of birdie.
Miss, miss, miss. Ginger bees. My ginger bees. My ginger.
Right, shall we give Purdy some lunch?
My ginger. Miss, miss, miss.
Oh, pussycat. They want some tart.
My love too.
Oh, she doesn't seem to want it, does she?
No. Okay. No.
Yes.
Yes, I'm.
Pardon?
Outside.
Outside? Yes, she's come in from outside, hasn't she? Coming from outside, but she doesn't look like she wants any lunch. She might very well go back outside.
Yes!
I'm glad you're enjoying it. You look as if you are. You've got pastry all down your front, all down your trousers and your shirt. Mummy's just turned the kettle on. Can you hear it?
Hey.
Yes, to make some tea. I'm going to have a cup of tea.
And then all done.
All done, yes, that's the bag that the sausage roll came in. Oh, I see, you're putting the sausage roll back inside, are you? Kettle's boiling now, can you hear it?
Yeah, it too.
Yes.
Let's do bubbles. Oh dear.
Oh dear, what happened? Oh no, don't start throwing it on the floor, that's not nice. Can you reach? Can you reach the table?
Don't
eat. Mummy's finished her lunch now. You'll tip up and fall and hurt yourself, won't you? And that wouldn't be very nice, would it? Blue crisps in the truck, is that what you're doing? Putting blue crisps in the truck. Mummy's having some gooseberries. I don't know whether you like them, they're a bit sharp, a bit sour.
Blue crisps. Again.
Whoops.
Oh dear!
Did the crisp fall out of the digger?
Oh well. No.
behind you looking at you.
Door.
She's at the door, isn't she? Is she waiting to go outside again? Is the juice nice, Thomas? Are you enjoying the juice? See the bee again. The bee's come back to the pink flowers and Purdy's watching it. Her head's moving.
Mama.
Purdy's watching the bee.
Puppy.
Is Purdy watching the bee and buzzing away? Buzzy bee.
Like
Uh-oh, have you dropped some crisps on the floor? Uh-oh, what a mess. Birdie's eating now, look.
Marcus? Marcus? Yeah, drops.
Are the wheels dirty? Well, the wheels are dirty because you've been riding it backwards and forwards over the crumbs from the sausage roll, haven't you?
Jordan! Jordan.
Have you not reached the trip?
No juice.
No juice. Now you finish the juice. That's all right. Oh, Thomas, now you've got to have the digger the other way up, darling, if you want to put the crisps in it. Otherwise they're going to keep falling out. There you are. Tip the digger up that way. There we are. Then put the crisps in. That's better. I don't think really you should be playing with toys when you're eating lunch, should you? However, it keeps you amused. What a sound. All done crisps. We're going to Isabel's house for lunch tomorrow, aren't we?
I'm not going to two jobs.
Whoops! The digger's just fallen off the table. Truck all done, it certainly has. I think it shocked Purdy.
Two steps.
Oh, Isabel's house, is that what you're talking about? It's we're going to Isabel's house tomorrow for lunch with her mummy Sonia.
Yeah, mum.
Isabel's mummy Sonia. And then Jill and Bethany will also be there.
No.
Three mummies.
Juju's.
Yes, that's right. You saw the Chi-Chi video at Sonia's house, didn't you? The first time you ever saw Thomas the Tank Engine. That was at Isabel's house, wasn't it? At Isabel's party. Because they put the Thomas the Tank Engine video on.
Juju's.
So there'll be three mummies and three children, but you'll be the only boy.
Juju's.
Isabel and Bethany are girls.
Juju's.
Yes. And if it's fine, you can play in the garden, can't you?
Two steps!
That's right, yes, she has some steps leading down to the garden. You remember those, don't you? Because you like going up and down the steps. Up and down the stone steps.
Two steps and off.
Up and down the stone steps. You have to be very careful if you're playing on steps, though, Thomas.
No.
You can walk up and down them carefully. You mustn't run. Are you enjoying your lunch?
Just a bottle.
Yes, that's right. It's the noise of the air escaping from the bottle of juice, isn't it?
You poof.
Poof. Have you? Have you pooed again? Have you?
What are choo-choos?
Have you told me you've done a poo or you want to do a poo?
Baby poo.
The baby poo. You've only just changed your nappy, Thomas, just before we started lunch.
What's that? Nugget.
Oh, it's the white truck, isn't it?
What truck?
That gentleman's going around collecting bags for cancer research.
Mud.
That's right. I wonder if he's seen our bag. Yes, he has. He's coming up the path to pick our bag up. We only had one thing to put in the bag this morning, didn't we? Because we seem to have had so many bags recently.
Two bags.
Bags, white bags.
What but?
It was the white bag with the blue pattern on it.
No, what?
White bag.
Dwarf.
And we seem to have had so many bags coming round here this past few weeks, don't we? That Mummy could only find one thing to put in the bag this morning. And he's collecting them now and he's going to take them somewhere. And they'll be sold in a charity shop.
Bunches.
He's getting back in his van, isn't he? Shutting the door.
See ya.
Bye-bye, white van.
No.
Oh, what's Birdie doing? Is Birdie climbing into the window?
Meow.
Birdie, just let me pull the blind back up a bit. Otherwise you're going to get stuck in the blind, aren't you? Oh, Thomas, she's got her paw stuck in the blind.
What a girl!
Whoops.
Upside
a dear. She got her paw stuck in the blind, didn't she?
Oh dear, a bow. Oh no! No, no, no!
No, she jumps into the window, didn't she? It's quite alright. I think she's having a look, seeing what she can see.
Well, see! What trucks?
Yes, yeah, she probably saw the white truck. Mummy's just been to the door because the man who came to collect the white bag put a blue and white card in the letterbox. Look, it says thank you. The Imperial Cancer Research Fund, thank you.
Yeah.
It says thank you, Thomas, and that's what you do. When somebody gives you something, you say thank you. Mummy gave the man a bag and he said thank you. And you're going to eat it now. No, don't put it in your mouth.
No, no, no.
No, 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 no.
No, no, no.
No, 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 no,
no. No, no,
no. No, don't eat it. You just look at it and tell me that it says thank you. It says thank you. So when Mummy gave you a drink of juice and some sausage roll.
No, 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 no.
And some crisps, you should have said thank you, Mummy.
Yeah.
Oh, were you still too busy telling Purdy off? Now look who's come home. Sue.
Luna.
I don't think you can see when you're sitting in your new chair because it's a bit lower down than that.
Luna.
No, it's not Nana, no, no, no. It's Sue.
Sue. Nana. Not Sue.
No, it's not Nana, it's Sue.
Sue. Oh, no, no, a Sue. A Sue. Do a Sue. Do a Sue. Sue.
Has Sue gone inside her house now? Close the door.
No, no, no.
She must have come home from work.
No, no.
Are you still reading that card that says thank you?
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. You're putting a funny face, Tom.
What's in there? This is not new. What's that do?
Washing down. Have you finished your lunch?
Oh, no, no. What are you doing?
There is a bit of a mess, isn't it? Because you've got cord trousers on. And so in between all the little grooves, all the crumbs from the crisps and the pastry on the sausage roll are collected in the crumbs, in the creases, the grooves.
Shit!
I think we'll have to vacuum you with Nunu.
Bro, Nunu's.
No, I don't think we'll vacuum Purdy with Nunu's. We brush Purdy, don't we? We have a special blue brush for brushing Purdy.
My brush. My brush.
Drop the juice. Purdy has a brush and a comb every day, doesn't she?
Brush.
Nearly every morning and every night. And sometimes she has more than two brushes a day if she's got her fur very matted.
Brush.
Purdy has very long hair, doesn't she? And she's quite old now. And she needs a little bit of help to keep her fur looking nice. Right, well, if you finish with the juice, we won't keep throwing it
to
the
floor. Wash
him down! Don't shout. Don't
wash him down.
You want to wash him down. Have you finished the crisps?
No, 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 no.
Have you finished the sausage roll?
No, no.
All right, good boy. That's right. Let's push it to that side of the table.
No.
And you finish with the card that says thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Wash him down.
Wash him down.
Wash him down,
please. Wash him down, please. Well, let Mummy just tidy up before I let you down. Oh, Mummy never poured a cup of tea, did she?
Mummy. Tea, Nini.
Yes, Nini's tea. She forgot all about it.
But Nini's tea. Yeah. wash them down.
Wash them down.
Bottle. And then bottle off. Bottle off. And then you do both. No, both.
Oh, she's jumped down, has she? Is she coming back to the door?
The door. Yes, both. Yes, both. And then you guys are both. Hello. It ain't a both. It's not a baby.
You talking to Birdie?
Then we're puppies.
What are you saying to Birdie?
I'm not puppies.
Pardon?
My puppies.
He's saying something, please. I imagine it's washing down, but what are you saying to Purdy?
Bye, bye.
Let's say bye-bye. She's going out now.
See you both. Yay.
Bye-bye, Purdy. Be careful.
But you...
Yeah, she's gone back to the plant house, hasn't she? She must know there's water in there.
But just...
When she's feeling very thirsty.
Just I know.
Mmm. Mummy's pinched one of your blue crisps.
Chot
shot. Chot shot? Have you got any football? Any chocolate?
No bubbles. Chot shot or bubbles.
You're saying that because you saw them in the fridge when I went to get the milk, didn't you?
Bubbles. Chot shot.
Box of Maltesers.
Three. Bubbles.
And you can have three.
Three.
Three, if you say please, may I have three Maltesers?
Maltesers.
Maltesers. Maltesers.
Bubbles. Me. What? You know, what?
You weren't supposed to see those, were you?
Tea.
I don't mind you finishing off a meal with chocolate.
Lemon, tea.
Yes, you saw the one when we got the milk for the
tea. Only chocolates.
Have you dropped one? Oh dear. Never mind, you're finishing your lunch off with chocolate.
And then, and then.
We brush your teeth and then, first, don't we?
And then.
Yes. Or are you licking the crumbs off the table now? You're like a little newman, aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
That sounded like somebody was knocking on the window. Who would be knocking on the window, Tom? Uncle Ben next door.
Bonjour.
He wasn't knocking on our window. He was doing something on his patio door, but it sounded like our window. He was quite a shock, didn't it?
No.
Beg your pardon?
These chocolates.
Well, you've dropped one, haven't you? I know you dropped one, so I couldn't see where it went. Oh, Thomas, there's only two left. You might as well have the two that are in the box. But I don't know what Daddy's going to say, because I think he put them in the fridge to hide them so we didn't find them. Oh, dear, dear. You can tell him when he comes home. No, needn't leave it to me. You can say, Daddy, I've eaten all your chocolate footballs out of the red box.
Oh, chocolate bubbles!
Oh, chocolate footballs. Oh!
Oh,
how many are in the box, Thomas?
One, two, three, four.
How many?
Two.
Two. Six. Oh. Well, if there are as many as six, we'll take four out and leave them for Daddy, but I think there's only two.
No. Two, four.
Two footballs. Two footballs. Oh, yes. Wow.
Wow!
Wow! You're not making any effort to eat them, are you?
Yes, turtles!
The excitement of knowing that you've got them. Look, one's rolling on the floor. Is this the one you dropped before? Now, if you put that in the box, how many have we got now?
Two.
Oh, there's still two. Was it one from the box that fell out? Let's count. Oh! Are you keeping them all to yourself?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. You're giving them to Mummy, aren't you? There are three!
Three! What?
Three. One, two, three. Now, if you're going to eat them, eat them nicely. Don't put them all in at once. One.
Six.
No, two.
Two. What did you get?
Two.
Three. Four.
Three. One, two, three.
Two. What?
Count them if you're putting them back in the box.
There's a bowl.
Chocolate footballs in the box. Three.
Three.
I see three chocolate footballs.
What?
One.
Oh.
Two.
Two chocolates.
And three chocolates.
Chocolates. Two bubbles of chocolates.
One, two, three chocolate footballs.
Four. A bubble of seaweed. What? Ellen?
Yes. You count them.
Two.
No, we start with one.
Four.
Two, four. Oh, good boy. You put them in the box. You are very clever actually counting them rather than eating them. Oh, too late. Did that remind you that's what you're supposed to do with them? Oh dear. You're a parrot. You're like a parrot copying everything Mummy says. Or does Mummy laugh? Thomas laugh. So Thomas, if you had three...